This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour on the Wednesday DJV program is November the 6th. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. By the way, I think I have a bone to pick with one of you. I can't remember who it was that told me that I could freeze cherries and they would be fine when they were thawed out. Who was it that told me?
Yeah, we've got to talk about how exactly you froze the cherries.
Yeah, because it's usually okay.
What do you mean? I put them in the freezer. What else do you? How else do you freeze?
You can buy frozen cherries, and cherries can freeze. Why? What happened to your cherries?
Did you put them in freezer bags, or did you just stick them in there by themselves?
I stuck them in the bag that they were in when I bought them at the store.
Oh, that's the problem.
You can't do that.
You need a Ziploc. You need a freezer bag.
You need a freezer bag, or else there it's probably all freezer bag.
We mentioned that several times.
No, you didn't tell me that.
Yes, we did.
Isn't that basic common sense, though?
Oh,
come on. What do you mean,
I'm going to throw me under the bus for not having any common sense?
Maybe said
you didn't
that you
have refrigeration
right
growing
container.
Up.
Because we foresaw this happening.
The old ice
box. You just took it in the grocery store bag.
I did.
And put them in the freezer.
Yes. So I've got about seven or eight bags of those down in the freezer in the cellar. I decided I'd fire them out yesterday. I wonder if I could, you got to get the pits out of them. Use them for a smoothie or something, I suppose.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. All right, here we are, ladies and gentlemen, to help you remember important things. 10%, remember, the folks who are listening, Jennifer, as you start the hour, remember, people who are listening only remember 20% of what they hear. 10%, people remember 10% of what they read, 30% of what they see, and 50% of what they hear and see together. So if we were able to... That's one of the reasons that podcasts are as successful as they are. Or sometimes people are doing radio programs on Facebook Live, that kind of stuff. Warren Eckstein does his show on Facebook. I think your father does, doesn't he?
That's one of our
some of the stuff that CRN Digital? Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's see. We're going to remember the election results. I guess depends on who you are talking to as to whether they were favorable or unfavorable in some of these elections. I saw... something, I'm trying to find it now, a very attractive lady, one is a governor. I'm trying to see who she is. Her picture is on the front page of the Huffington Post. But I don't know who she is.
Do you have a name?
No, that's what I'm thinking. Is it Julie Briskman? No, she's the one that flipped off Trump in a motorcade. She won a race for a county board of supervisors in Virginia. But there's somebody, what's the name of the person who won... in Kentucky.
Kentucky is, both of them are boys, and it's Andy Beshear is the Democrat, and Matt Bevin is the Republican. And that race is still kind of ongoing, so I'm not sure who the lady of your, the subject of your affection
I think
is, but let's start.
One of our wives.
Oh, okay, let's start in Kentucky.
All right.
So the story with Kentucky is that Matt Bevin is the Republican governor. He's the incumbent. He was actually behind in the polls by 15 points about a month ago, and maybe even two. And over the last couple of months, he has worked his way up, and he was actually leading Andy Beshear by 1 percentage point. That was well within the margin of error going into the election. President Trump had come there to campaign to try to help him. Matt Bevin has, I don't admittedly know that much about him, but he's the least popular governor in all of the country. He's, I guess, for whatever reason, he's, and President Trump even during his rally called him an ASS, but said that he does a great job as governor, but he's a real So obviously the guy must have, like,
sounds like a real recommendation.
Yeah.
Kind of like Trump does, in a sense.
Right, exactly. But, for Trump, Trump's rallying cry is, you may not like me, but look at what I'm doing. And so I guess he was trying to put that out for Matt Bevin to grab onto. Now, where it stands today, Andy Beshear, the Democrat, who is the son, actually, of the former governor of Kentucky, that governor, his father... won by 20 points in the state as a Democrat. And then the following year, Mitt Romney swept the state as a presidential nominee by 23 points. So it's interesting to see Kentucky. We don't think of it as kind of a swing state. We think of it as a pretty red state, but it has gone back and forth in the past. And so kind of an interesting story there. But Andy Beshear's dad was governor. Now he is the governor, we assume. NBC News says the apparent winner is Andy Beshear. He's got 49.2% of the vote right now. Matt Bevin, the incumbent Republican governor, has 48.8. But the reason that there hasn't been a concession yet from Matt Bevin is that he is saying that there are corroborated reports of some voter error, some errors in calculations. So right now they're actually in the process of re-canvassing the whole state of Kentucky to try to certify the results to see if there's any change, because this is a tight race. 5,000 votes literally separates these two. In Mississippi, another state where President Trump went out and rallied, the Republican Tate Reeves won handily, actually, 52.2% over Jim Hood, the Democrat, who got 46.6% of the vote. There was no incumbent in this race. Both of these guys were squaring off for the open seat. So Tate Reeves seems to be the winner there. In Virginia, the story was all about the Democrats. It seems that pretty much everybody, Democrats win control of the Virginia State House. They had a really big night in Virginia, which now seems to be more blue than red or purple. And in Tucson, Arizona rejected the plan to be a sanctuary city. Tucson had sanctuary status on the ballot. That was rejected by voters in Tucson. So those are kind of the big stories, I guess, that have national implications.
Did you talk about the Kansas City voters on a ballot question approved removing Martin Luther King's name from one of the boulevards in Kansas City?
Why are they? I don't get why they are doing that. They just named it last year after Martin Luther King. So why are they removing it now?
I don't have an answer to that. I don't know, other than the voters didn't like it. When they put it up, it wasn't that they voted on it. It was somebody in the city said, okay, let's name this Martin Luther King Boulevard. And the city didn't like that, so they put it on a ballot, and yeah. So is that racist?
Why is there no Martin Luther King Boulevard in some rich areas, like Beverly Hills? How come Martin Luther King Boulevard is always in the inner city all around the country?
The answer is in your question. Is it not?
I don't know.
And that's why you brought it up. Yeah, there's a double standard. There's no question about that in my mind, anyway. Speaking of double standards, Mitch McConnell said, this is a real barn burner, headline, Mitch McConnell says the Senate trial will not lead to Trump being removed. Glad to see that.
Well, you'd have to have, it's either 17 or 19, I can't remember, either 17 or 19 Republicans choose to impeach Trump. So as of today, there's not one, even Mitt Romney, who's critical of Trump, that would vote to remove the president from office. So they just don't have the numbers yet. I mean, obviously things change, we know that, but as of today, nothing would happen.
There was a ballot question yesterday in Jersey City to blow Airbnb out of the city. That is to keep Airbnb from having any facilities.
People in Jersey City, I have a lot of friends who live in Jersey City, and it seems like every building has a complaint about Airbnb rentals. Remember just earlier this week we were talking about the party houses are now being banned from Airbnb.
Yep.
It's like that all the time. It's just these people in and out, and it's horrible. I'm not surprised at all that they voted to get rid of it.
So can somebody explain this one to me? New York City had a ballot measure to approve ranked choice. That is, people will have the five candidates in order of preference in polls.
Right.
I think that's what you have
in California, right?
No. We have a jungle primary. So the top two vote-getters, whether they're Democrats or Republicans,
jungle primary, where'd
move
that come
on
from?
It means that you don't have to have a Democrat and a Republican. You can have two Democrats or...
Oh, right.
This is laughable. Two Republicans, which will never happen. But
where are those? There are two Republicans in California, though.
Right. I'm one of them. And in New York, they want to rank the candidates. So if you have like the primary, you'd rank your top five. So you like Joe Biden, then you like Elizabeth Warren, then you like Amy Klobuchar. You can rank them.
Nah.
And then it's like a point system to determine the winner.
Yeah.
All right.
It basically ends runoff elections. That's the point of ranked choice voting.
The idea of it, yeah. So who thinks that the freeing of 462 inmates in Oklahoma prisons, apparently the largest commutation in the history, is a good idea? The largest single day cartel.
Actually, I do, because all of these are nonviolent.
Nonviolent inmates.
What New York did, New York released a bunch of prisoners too recently, and those were actually violent offenders, which is ridiculous. But in Oklahoma, it was all like drug stuff.
So are all of the states around the country considering legislation like this that will, these bills that will allow retroactively a bunch of people to get out of jail who are in there that are not considered risks to in society or to society?
Well, we talk about prison reform a lot, and I was surprised to learn
that. Is this the first step?
Maybe, yeah. I was surprised to learn that Oklahoma has the second highest incarceration rate in the entire country. I think New Jersey's first, actually.
Really?
It's either New York or New Jersey. I think it's New Jersey. But, yeah, to have all the, to have people just sitting in jail for nonviolent or drug offenses.
Doing nothing.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It costs
so
much money.
In jail. Yeah. Why aren't they out working? If you want to, if judges had any creative brain matter, they come up with things that are, that's one of the reasons I like this new show that's on All Rise. It's on Mondays on CBS at 9 o'clock, just before Bull. There's a little plug. It's about this sort of thing. It's about justice. That is, I mean, justice, how do you define justice? Something, and is this the relative to who's doing the defining? What does justice mean? Is justice served by sending people who are not a harm or not a danger to society, locking them up, not having them able to pay fines, not having them able to keep their family supported so their family goes on welfare and it costs the taxpayers even more? Then, I mean,
that
it's like mindless.
Yeah,
who are these people? Who are these people that think this is really justice? That's not justice.
A lot of judges will say, if some of them get sort of creative, then usually the lawyers will appeal that. So a lot of judges are a little bit hamstrung, or a lot of bit hamstrung, by just what the laws are. They really can't be that creative with punishments, even though I think in some cases they should be able to be.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a lot of anxiety around this sort of thing, and I think it's time that we really took a... We've been doing a lot of talk. Let's have some action. Here. Let's have some action. State lawmakers in every state should be able to, those of you who are complaining about the taxes, I was talking about my local election here in Framingham. One of the biggest impacts of it being a collision between the two sides, the two forces in town, is that it'll affect the taxes. The taxes we're paying, there was a study that was done, and we're the third most expensive community in Massachusetts to live in. And there's no good reason for it. Other than I'm here, that's the only thing that would make it seem... That's supposed to be funny, girls. anyway, I just think that it's time we changed our entire attitude as to how people are punished for things that are offenses to society. I'm not offended by somebody who smokes pot or who uses... If we've made it against the law to do a lot of things, so if we're going to hold up our end of the bargain, then we get them to do something that will have some impact on the rest of us who are supposedly offended by this. And putting them in jail doesn't do anything except cost us. The most offensive thing about that is it costs us all money. Nothing good about that, as far as I'm concerned. Here's something that's really good, though. Getting the most out of a weight loss program, Calitrin is the way, bar none. There's nothing, take it from me, really seriously, there's nothing better or healthier than losing weight this way, because there are no crash diets involved in using Calitrin, no drugs involved in using Calitrin, no stimulants involved. It's an all-natural, mostly collagen protein that's in it, which your body really needs. All kinds of infomercials around right now about this has become the favorite of all people wanting to help you do things in your body. Using collagen is the way to fix almost everything and anything. So you can see a lot of stories, facebook.com/Calitrin. Go to their website. This is the way to lose weight and keep it off. That's all you have to know. Lose the weight successfully. Doesn't hurt. It helps. And there are all kinds of special ways that you can get a hold of the product. Go to Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV. There's a huge special on right now. You buy three and you get three free. That's the deal. Best deal of the year. Use the resources that you have at Calitrin.com with the code DJV to lose that weight safely.
Anytime,
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You have the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
People before, but I like this. Oh, they got a folk group from the 60s or 70s. Group is called Wilco, right, Victoria?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wilco, Kara?
Yeah, this is them.
Wilco. What's their origin, Kara? Do you have any information on them?
They're from Chicago. They're an American band. I've heard about them for a long time, but I've never really listened. But I don't know. They're considered, I guess, alt rock or folk.
Really?
But, yeah.
That's kind of folky to me. It's good. I like this. The song's called You and I. We get started at 24 after the hour. And this portion of this hour, focus on music. Charleston, set to get a dose of rock, soul, folk, and every sub-genre that connects them in the 2020 High Water Festival, which will feature Wilco, this band we're talking about, Nathaniel Ratliff, Brittany Howard, Mavis Staples. My God, she's at it. Again, this woman is everywhere, 83. God love her. Many of the musicians playing at the event this year, taking place, by the way, April 18th and 19th in Charleston's Riverfront Park, are returning to the Friends and Family Affair. Both Ratliff and Matthew Logan Vasquez, the lead singer of Delta Spirit, were on the inaugural lineup in 2017. Wilco's Jeff Tweedy flew solo for the outing last year. Andrew Bird, Drive-By Truckers, Rufus Wainwright, Sharon Van Etten, Angel Olsen, and Delta Spirit are returning from a hiatus, also set to perform. 2020 marks the fourth round of the festival, which has been curated by Shovels and Rope since its first weekend in April 2017. I don't know, what's Shovels and Rope?
They're a duo that apparently started this whole festival.
Really? They've headlined every high water to date, be joined by local acts Wilder Woods, and She Returns from War. Where the names of these groups come from? She Returns from War. Wow. High water tickets are on sale for previous buyers right now, and if you are not, you're a new buyer. Let's see, this Thursday at 10, you can get tickets for it. How many people connect? I'm excited. I like Wilco, but nothing else I've heard. I'd like Mavis Staples. I'd like to see that. But
you'd probably like Brittany Howard, too.
Would I?
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's the lead singer of Alabama Shakes, who is, I don't know if you've heard of them, but that was the last group that I was playing. She's a female singer with a pretty strong voice. You probably like her.
Okay.
Yeah. Nathaniel Rateliff is also really good, too. I think you would like the Night Sweats. That's his band. Yeah. It's a pretty cool, very eclectic. I mean, Andrew Bird I like. Drive-By Truckers are fun. Rufus is always great. So it's a very eclectic
Rufus
mix.
Has been around for a long time.
You're thinking of his father, but yeah.
Okay, well, Rufus has been around for a long time. I don't know whether it's him. Now you tell me it's his son using the same name. Here's something I find quite interesting. The estate of Michael Jackson has bought the majority ownership of the rights to all the catalog of music from Sly and the Family Stone. They will return long-term administration rights. These people that are in Michael Jackson's family obviously learned from him, and maybe some of them were part of the business deals that he did. Michael was a very astute businessman. And so now the estate continues, owns the entirety of the band's catalog outside the U.S. now. Got those rights back in 83. Michael Jackson, that was about the time he bought all the rights from the Beatles songbook, too, I think, wasn't it? Seems to me that was in the early 80s.
Maybe, yeah. So, I know he did famously buy that, so yeah.
Yeah. So Sly's music from the 60s and 70s, Family Affair, Dance to the Music, Everybody's a Star, Hot Fun in the Summertime, Everyday People, Fabulous Songs. The publishing branch of the Jackson Estate was created by Michael in 1980. That's when he bought Sony. It was 1980. The company also includes all the songs written by the Jacksons, plus hits from Ray Charles, Marvin Gaye, Elvis Presley, and Aretha Franklin. Wow. There's $1 billion worth of music right there. And you
I
don't
guess
think
his
that's
kids will never have to worry.
Never. No. So this is the deal. This deal comes ahead of the starting date when Stewart could reclaim his publishing ownership under the Copyright Act of 1976. Under the law, songs written after 78 can be reclaimed 35 years after they were issued. Songs written before 72 can be reclaimed after 56 years. This was a big deal.
I don't
deal.
Think he has the money. I think he needed to take this deal and just, walk away. Which is sad that someone can't own their own music, but...
Yep. As I look at this and listen to it, I think of all the things that are there. But all of the... This is big business, man. This is part of L.A.'s big business corner. And, so there's nobody going to lose any money on this at the Jackson Estate, that's for sure. 29 past the hour on the DJV program.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it works. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Not a lot of election action on this election day, but yesterday's balloting in Virginia was historic. A blue wave in that state's statehouse, as Democrats are projected to win majorities in both chambers. The first time in over 20 years that Democrats in Virginia have had control of both the state Senate and its House of Delegates. In what some see as another possible bellwether of 2020, Kentucky's incumbent Republican Governor Matt Bevin has been defeated by Democratic challenger Andy Beshear. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he thinks it's unlikely that President Trump will be removed from the White House.
If it were today, I don't think there's any question it would not lead to a removal.
If Trump was impeached by the House, the Senate would have to decide whether he's guilty or innocent and what to do. And this is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50. 800-630-2158 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
After the hour, another 26 minutes of conversation here on the DJV program. Wednesday, November the 6th, I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Let this be a lesson to you. I don't know what the lesson is, but the story come...
Let this be a lesson, but I don't know what the lesson is.
Well, maybe there are a couple of different messages or... warnings here. There was a couple named James and Michelle Butler who rented out their New Hampshire house. Last summer they decided they wanted to travel the country. So they bought an RV and they had driven down to Texas And the other day, their bodies were found buried on a Texas beach.
Oh, boy.
They were bored with the monotony of everyday life. They wanted some excitement. Looks to me like he was in his 40s and she may have been in her late 30s. Very mysterious here. Their travels were all over the place. They were in New York State and Arizona. They went to a campground in Texas, excuse me, along the coast, and they disappeared last Friday. And they found their bodies in a shallow grave on the beach in Corpus Christi over the weekend. They were killed. Investigators are searching for those responsible. The couple's daughter said, "I'm speechless. They were good people, family people. They would do anything for anybody, give their shirt off their back to anybody." So anyway,
how old is their daughter if the woman was in her late 30s?
No, she wasn't. She was 40-something.
Oh.
She looks to be in her 30s, but actually her husband was 48. She was 45. And so the authorities are saying nothing. It's just, I think you really have to be as much. This is the same stuff we're talking about. It's so frustrating because we all want to have our freedom and enjoy our freedom. And you want to trust other people and you want to be good to people. But there's just something going on in the minds of some that's so warped. You know, and I think part of it is all these damn hacker slasher movies that are all over the place. You know, say not. Halloween's full of all of those horrible movies. Chainsaw massacres, chopping people up. I just don't think it's healthy. And
well, hopefully we'll be able to figure out eventually what happened to them and why.
Yeah.
Just for the family, even. That's
peace
a
of mind
thing.
In the family. Yeah, exactly. All right, Victoria, will you please bring us up to date on the latest, the use or misuse of opioids, something we've been concerned about for a couple of years here and elsewhere. It looks like there's a list of the people most likely to use the opioids and not use them for their correct intent. I guess maybe the findings of this study are not drastic. It seems to me that it makes sense. So why don't you tell us, fill us in.
So a new study from the Center for Drug Use and HIV/HCV Research has shown that workers in the construction industry are most likely to use cocaine and misuse prescription opioids compared to employees from other fields. They say that part of the reason is due to the high injury and fatality rates that are associated with working in construction, falls, overexertion, being struck by or caught in heavy machinery, things like that. There, if you work in the construction industry, there's a high rate of injury, labor-intensive work that can also lead to treatment or self-treatment with pain medication, which all makes sense. And the study found that 12.5% of construction workers used marijuana compared with 7.5% of all other workers in different industries. The analysis was based on surveys from 293,000 employees from 2005 to 2014. So this is a pretty comprehensive study. Construction workers also had the second highest rate of marijuana usage after employees in service jobs. And so the lead author said
service jobs would be hotel workers and that sort of thing. Is that what we would consider service workers to be?
That's what I would guess. Mm-hmm. So the lead author said, coupled with reports of high overdose mortality among construction workers, our findings suggest that prevention and harm reduction programming is needed to prevent drug-related risks and mortality in the construction industry. So that's not great news. Also, one of the other things is health insurance is also an issue. A lot of construction workers are either part-time or they're considered sort of freelance, so they're not on a health insurance plan, or they have to pay for their own, which can be really expensive and has a very high deductible rate. So illegally buying opioids is probably something that happens a lot in that industry as well, and I think it's probably because it's not covered by insurance. Mm-hmm. It's sad that we live in the most amazing country on the planet, and yet we're so underinsured for so many people, mm-hmm. and people have to make life and death decisions based on what they can afford and can't afford for health care. It's very unjust.
Speaking of that, I'm looking at a picture that I saw earlier, and I was arguing with myself, as I do often, do I want to talk about this or not? But I think it has, given what you've just said, I mean, there's another story floating around about counterfeit fentanyl pills that we ought to talk about for a minute. This is a picture of two people in bed in a hospital. Final photograph. This was released by their children after the father was terminally ill and he wanted to die. So she brought, they had a, what was unknown to the people in the hospital is they had a joint suicide pact. So she'd been sleeping in the hospital with him every night. She was healthy. Both of them are 80. Mavis and Dennis Eccleston were in the hospital. Mr. Eccleston had some kind of really bad cancer eating up his body, and he was in horrible pain. So the wife said, I'll get you something that will, I'll give you an overdose and it'll kill you. And so what he said was, I'll miss you. And she said, no, you won't have to because I'm going to take it myself. So she gives the dose to him. He dies. She takes a dose of it, gets into bed, and she dies. And that's what you see in the picture. The first part of it, though, interestingly, this was a kind of a sad story. She gave him some kind of a drink containing prescription medication. And then she was brought to court. She was charged with murdering her husband. Gave him this drink.
Even though she was dead?
Well, no. This is why I'm not clear about what happened here. There's the picture of the two of them in the hospital. The mother gave the father the overdose and then took one herself. And then, so I'm not sure how all of this has come around to the woman being charged with murdering her husband because she was dead. So I'm not, this is kind of a confusing story, but there was a suicide pact, the two of them had. And I think the reason that I was impressed with this, or if that's the right word, is that people there's so much love sometimes for people, and they can't stand to see their spouses suffering, so they put them, I did this with my father, and I did it with my former wife. All you got to do, under the hospice rules, they give you morphine, and you just increase the dosage until their heart stops beating. That's all. And so, it's not talked about much in our country, but it's the same thing over there in England. It's easier to do this. I remember a very dear friend of mine, Eric Keddie, with whom I spent many years. He was a great friend of the family's. His mother died of suicide, and when he got sick, he was 89, I think, he took his own life as well. He didn't want to suffer. So, anyway, Mavis and Dennis Eccleston next to each other in the hospital.
Yeah, she took the dose, but she didn't die. They were found at home, and she was taken to the hospital because she was still alive and given basically
the antidote.
Died.
So. Okay, and then she came back in, yeah.
Yeah, which is why she was able to go to court,
so she didn't die. Yeah. I think she should have died, don't you?
Well, if that's what she wanted.
I don't think it really matters what anyone wants or not. She didn't die. I mean, I guess she can make the decision now that she's been found not guilty of murdering him. Right. But
well, that's British law, but yeah. Anyway, it's kind of sad when you just get down to the people who spend that much time together and they love each other and there's not an easy way out. I think it goes back to what you were saying a few minutes ago, Victoria, the business of not having a proper health. The clinical aspects
that,
the cancer business, the heart attack business. I mean, you look at all these damn drugs that are advertised all over TV every night.
And here, that brings every commercial.
Every commercial. So I'm back to the other story about these counterfeit pills that are laced with fentanyl. The DEA is warning the public that the Mexicans are making mass quantities of counterfeit prescription drugs that are laced with fentanyl being distributed all over our country. The agency said a sample of tablets seized in January, February, and March show 27% contain potentially deadly doses of fentanyl. So is this the way the Mexicans want to take over our country?
I don't know. They're making a lot of money. Fentanyl is so incredibly potent. I don't want to say the wrong percentage, but there is a huge percentage of which fentanyl is stronger than heroin. So it's no joke. And the fact that these pills seem to just be circulating around on the black market, and people are buying them. Like, I mean, this is killing thousands of U.S.
To what end?
In the U.S. every year.
That's the thing. To what end? Why are you buying them in the first place? Is it because you're addicted to the opioids?
Yes, you're addicted, and either your doctor has cut you off, or you can't get a prescription for it anymore, or you can't afford it, and it's cheaper to buy it on the black market. That goes right back to what I was saying. Too many Americans are making really dangerous choices because they can't afford health insurance, or their health insurance doesn't cover stuff.
The DEA says that they collected 1.5 million of these fentanyl pills in Arizona alone.
Mm-hmm.
So where was Breaking Bad? Is that in Arizona?
I don't know. I never saw that show.
I think it was in New Mexico, yeah.
New Mexico, yeah. Okay. All right, 46 after the hour here on the DJV program. If you've tried a lot of tooth whitening products and they just don't hack it with you, the strips that take a lot of time and the trays and the gels that are a mess anyway to deal with, here is the best and shortest solution to making your teeth whiter and brighter. Product is called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes. You don't have to do anything except open. Here we go. You ready for this, Karen? Right, here we have this. I haven't done this.
You already know the answer. I'm not ready.
The tube. Snap open the end of the tube, and then take this little Q-tip that has all the ingredients right there, the patented all-natural tooth detergent and the whitening agent. That's part of the combo. You do your uppers. Let's see how quickly I do this. And now you do, I'm doing all my teeth. From the gum up on the lowers. All right, okay, I'm done. In 5 minutes, you'll see a difference in the tone, the whiteness of my teeth. Same thing happens with you. All you have to do is call 800-208-1797. Take the test. Do it. Try it out. The all-natural detergent that's a whitening agent will just help you save your teeth and save your smile. Power Swabs remove stains in teeth. And also the caps and veneers, too. If you're a coffee drinker, red wine drinker, maybe a tea drinker, call 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it on the DJV program. You get 50% off the retail price of Power Swabs. Remove the stains. Keep the work going. Dial 800-208-1797.
This is sponsored by Facebook. With the 2020 elections in the U.S. just over a year away, Facebook is announcing several new measures to help protect the democratic process and is providing an update on initiatives already underway. Facebook is taking seriously its responsibility to stop abuse and election interference on its platform. It has made significant investments since 2016 to better identify new threats, close vulnerabilities, and reduce the spread of viral misinformation and fake accounts. Robert Trainum is the head of public affairs at Facebook.
We are much, much better at combating foreign interference in the 2020 elections. The second thing is we're doing a better job of making sure that misinformation is not spread as quickly on the platform. And the third thing that we're doing is increasing transparency when it comes to political ads and what politicians will be saying on the platform.
For more information, visit newsroom.fb.com.
Hi, I'm Russell Wilson. Each year, millions of domestic violence victims stay in abusive situations because they fear for the safety of their pet. Today, less than 10% of domestic violence shelters allow pets. That's why the Banfield Foundation supports programs that help people and pets find safety together. Because when we help pets, we help people too. To learn more and get involved, visit banfieldfoundation.org/safertogether.
Don't just listen live. Take us home with you. Find our podcast at djvshow.com or search for The DJV Show on iTunes. Don't forget to download, rate, and subscribe.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Guess what this is the theme from, Chucker?
Yeah, go ahead.
The Poseidon Adventure.
It's actually Beyond the Poseidon Adventure.
Oh, the second one. Okay. Oh, that's pretty close, though. It was time for Chucker to play Stump the Host, boys and girls. And so that's what we did, and I've come up almost, it was almost a winner, 100%. Mm-hmm. I guess if the answer were it would be Alex Trebek. The answer is Beyond the Poseidon Adventure. The question is, what is the theme, right? And this is the theme.
Yes.
Good.
And I just want to preface, what national radio show would ever dare to play a theme music to Beyond the Poseidon Adventure beside this one? So that's
you do
what,
a lot of things that other shows don't dare to do, Chucker.
Very
We're
good.
Beyond the beyond here.
Yes. So actually, it's Sally Field's birthday today. She turns 73 years old. Who would have thought the Flying Nun would be 73, but she was one of the stars of Irwin Allen's disastrous 1979.
Is that what got her started?
Sequel.
Really? Is that what got her career really started? Or has she been the nun before that?
No, I think the Flying Nun put her on the map. But you know, a lot of stuff she did with Burt Reynolds certainly helped her in a mainstream way. But it was she won 2 Oscars, Norma Rae in 1980, the year after
she
did Beyond.
Yeah, she's a good actress.
And Places in the Heart. She's a very good actress. She's also nominated for Best Supporting Actress for Lincoln a few years ago. But she said in an interview years later, what was the worst movie you ever did? And she said unequivocally, Beyond the Poseidon Adventure. She did it just basically for a paycheck. Now, having said that, and that movie is I can't defend it other than I find it watchable. It's nowhere near the original. But her chemistry in the movie with Michael Caine is actually pretty good. I thought that pairing was nice banter, so I'll give it some kudos there.
All right, speaking of famous actresses, people who deserve awards, etc., looks like Sandra Bullock is going to do a new version of Unforgiven, but this is not like apparently it is not like the Western that Hackman and Eastwood were in, right? This is not at all that.
Is it a theatrical project or a Netflix?
No,
he's doing lot of Netflix stuff.
It's a feature film.
But it's Netflix, though. It's a feature Netflix film. It's like Bird Box.
But don't they put them in the theaters the same time?
I don't know. Not all of them. Not all of them. I don't think Bird Box was in theaters, was it?
No, Bird Box was, just on Netflix.
Netflix movies are almost never in theaters.
Yeah, I thought that
in their case, whether it's theatrically or Netflix, the check clears. So so much talent is going to streaming, discussed many a time. Yeah. I got one bit of news. Give me your opinion. Actor Colin Farrell, who was last in the movie Dumbo, in talks to play the Penguin in Warner Brothers' new Batman film, The Batman. This is a very interesting cast. Zoe Kravitz is Catwoman, Paul Dano, Riddler. Robert Pattinson will play Bruce Wayne Batman, and Andy Serkis, who was CGI animated for the last few Planet of the Apes movies, he played the character of Caesar, and talks to play Alfred. Matt Reeves is the director of this new film. He directed the last two Planet of the Apes. I understand that connection, but this is a really interesting cast. I got to tell you, Colin Farrell is the Penguin. I don't really get. I think he's a solid actor, but I would have went outside the box for that role. But this is shaping up in terms of casting to be something really interesting. Yeah. And is there ever a day that goes by, Doug, that we don't discuss superhero movies? It seems like that is the bulk.
I could do without it, but you can help yourself, Chucker. It's your time.
Yeah. But here's the question. If somebody asked you, when do you think this trend will end? I'll tell you the answer. As long as they make quality movies, it's not going to end. And a lot of this stuff is high quality. So if you make good projects, no matter what the genre, there is going to be interest.
I want to see, whether you call them house movies, I want to see this film that Bullock is doing, The Unforgiven. This is the story of a woman who was imprisoned for some kind of a violent crime. She rebuilds her life after she gets out. It's going to be directed by the guy who's been doing Mission Impossible movies. And his name is McQuarrie.
Christopher McQuarrie. He is a very talented guy. I just want to point one more thing out. At the local theater I'm involved in, where you paid a trip to East Strasbourg, we're fielding a lot of phone calls from people calling up wanting to know if we're going to book The Irishman. Now, we're not able to get it. We're one of the theaters, not enough attendance, so we did not get it. But a lot of people are very angry that are calling up, not getting a chance to see a movie that they want to see in theaters, and then not going to get a chance for the most part unless they travel to some of the biggest cities to see it.
Streaming services are making a huge mistake. Huge. I mean, I'm not running a big they look at me and laugh at what I do on my radio program. What do you know about movies? I just know what customer preference is. And I have no desire to see that movie, but there are a lot of movies they are producing, whether it's Amazon, Netflix, whoever it is, that I want to see on a big screen. So maybe they get the message sooner or later. Maybe not, Chucker. All depends on the money involved, I guess.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.